This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm in there with Gordon, Ramsey, and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, Chris Rock's brother.
Yeah, oh no, I know.
And we're just making chop suey out of stuff we find around the house. You know, whatever's left over.
Anything can be chop suey. But
yes, there's fruit roll-ups, mm-hmm. and then there's some old oatmeal, mm-hmm. and we find there's like a bag of like milk, yes, in a bag. And we're going, hey, you know, here, put this in the chop suey. And Tony's chopping away, and I'm sort of... on the ones and twos on the skillet, you know, just
yes.
sort of mixing up, moving
the... Skitching them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. crab scratching the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon all of a sudden starts like, you know, he can be a little condescending.
Yeah, he is sometimes.
And he starts like kind of saying what to do.
Right. But in a way that's like, oh, what I do, just like the way I do it, the way I sketch the skillet,
yeah,
what
exactly.
I have in my
he was
house.
Going like, oh, so cool. He's like, that's great. You know, when I'm doing the skillet, sometimes I find
yeah.
that the chop suey comes out a lot tastier if I mash the fruit roll-ups in with my fists
uh-huh.
into the hot skillet. And I'm going like, well, that's very interesting.
That's
Gordon.
Great. It's interesting
that's great.
What you do at your house.
Yeah.
I don't know whose house this is.
No one did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but I don't think it's your house.
Yeah. First, whoever's house it is, let's not talk about that because if they get home, we're going to be in big trouble. And then, so I'm obviously very pissed and smash him in the head with skillet. And he then calls me donkey. You know, he plays soccer.
Yeah.
So he give me with the big headbutt.
And when he says that you're donkey, it's... For a second, you probably are going to think he is Shrek.
Oh, God.
Which is going to freak you out even more.
Well, yeah. So I'm already, like, disoriented, upset. Tony, always the peacemaker.
Oh, yes.
Takes his chopping machine and puts it between us and goes, hey, no suey for anybody unless you two sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
And
no
we
suey.
Hug it out,
no
bitch.
Suey
we
for
do
you.
Hug it out, bitch. Yeah. And it's technically okay between us, but all this is just to say that's why I'm kind of nervous about this quinceañera tonight because I haven't seen him since.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping
names
and the stories.
In the stories of the business.
Joe, come on.
Man.
Joe Mandy,
oh, man.
You came as a guest on my podcast.
What is that?
Hmm?
What's that song?
I don't know. We collect these things.
There's a song called Mandy, but I don't know how that one goes. Old song.
Oh, is there?
I just know that it's called that.
I know of Mandy Moore.
Right.
But that might be who sang
it. It probably is.
Mm-hmm. It's like about her.
It's her first song.
Uh-huh.
Introducing herself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to do.
I'm Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mandy. Yeah, that sounds good. I think that is probably Mandy Moore's song. Do we want to talk about Mandy Moore's career a little bit or her love life?
You probably know a lot more about that than I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say Mandy Moore should talk a little Mandy less.
Okay.
Because whenever
that was the thing about her love life. She would talk too much.
She'd talk all about it
yeah.
to me.
Uh-huh.
I'm her
Uber driver. Like, okay. she has a program called Uber Select.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can
select any person to drive your car.
Yes, a specific driver, and they don't have to drive for Uber necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And so my phone will get pinged.
But they have to if you get this pinged, message, suddenly you have to drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I will have to go and pick her up, and it's always like, And I loved, you know, Andy Roddick, but Andy and Mandy rhymed, yeah. and that didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Adams. Like,
wow, that, some very juicy stuff.
Yeah,
you're getting here.
Yeah, it was all like all this stuff, and then Vince.
Should
of course.
You be sharing?
We all watched
that?
Our date, Vince.
Yeah,
Should I be sharing it?
I don't know. It's just so juicy.
Is it against the terms of Uber?
Is
Select?
There an Uber Select confidentiality clause?
I'm asking you.
Okay. Well, no, that's not what you asked me. You said, "Should you be sharing that?"
And then I asked.
And then okay, and. Joe Mandy okay, was, asked.
Right. You're right.
So.
You win. Joe, I can't believe
be
it.
Right.
We've been doing this show for so long, and
no,
now we have
what
Joe.
What the heck?
I
okay.
know. It's
okay.
so crazy
it's
and so, what the
I
heck
mean,
is
I know
happening.
I'm very busy, but still.
It's busyness.
It's been too long.
Well.
It's show busyness.
Yeah. For
yeah.
real.
That's
yeah.
why they call it
it's,
that.
It's not called show free time.
It's called show busyness.
We obviously... When we even conceived of doing a show, one of the first things that came up was we have to do it with Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
And then life got so crazy.
Yeah.
And you were doing what? Just insanity.
Yeah. I've been all over the place.
Japan.
I did. Mm-hmm. I went to Japan.
Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, go on. Mm-hmm. He's in a kimono for everybody's.
That's yeah. I did a full stand up tour of Japan in a kimono. That was, mm-hmm. that was.
I remember you saying you were going to go to Japan to like get a suit made, and then it was a kimono ultimately.
It's technically a suit,
I right? Think that's what every kind of clothes
yeah,
is a suit, really.
Yeah. I did get a kimono made. It's great because it fits my body precisely. It's not like a loose.
Not
yeah,
one of
yeah.
Those loose
I think
ones.
You see
it's
too
very
many
tight,
people
tight.
Picture this sort of flowing,
on the bicep, yeah.
silky. But this is a leather fitted kimono.
Bespoke. It's like yeah. tight. You can really see definition.
All your curves are. Yeah. yeah, just look absolutely delicious in this thing. And. So, obviously, you were in Japan, and it was hard for us. We couldn't really figure out the time difference. We
yeah.
kept trying to do this
never
over the phone.
Did, so never did crack
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It seemed to keep moving on us.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that it's, like, basic math, but, yeah, it
no,
changing,
it changes,
for
like,
reason.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah, because it's so far away.
Yeah.
And then, when you finally got back from Japan, guess what? We were traveling.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is part of this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We went to do... Just for Laughs Dubai.
Yes.
Which obviously was funny, right. but also
oh, yeah.
was too hot, I thought.
It was very hot, and they don't let you do like every joke there,
that's
which
right.
I love.
Uh-huh.
I think it's great.
No, it's good to be restricted, I think.
Yes.
Because then you have to find what's funny without like looking at a woman or
yes.
like drinking alcohol.
Well, think about some of the lyrics of these songs these mm-hmm. days and how much more creative they used to be when they would sing.
That's an example of the kind of joke that we could do.
Mm-hmm. We could. Mm-hmm. We'd be allowed to say this. We couldn't give the examples of the modern lyrics. We
no.
couldn't
right.
say what they
but
sing now.
Say,
no.
We could go.
Frankie
they used
Valli.
To do some of these songs. Yeah.
yeah.
Frankie Valli.
And instead of laughing there, they say thank you. Everyone in the audience says thank you at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Once or over and over again throughout? Just or is it one final?
It depends how well you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think yeah. one night I feel like we crushed and we must have gotten 6 or 7 thank yous.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another night where we didn't get a single thank
no.
you. But we did get a nod and then sort of a hand signal.
Yeah.
Did you guys was Tyrese there that while you were there at the festival in Dubai?
Yes, he was. He had a few different things going. He was shooting Fast Dubai,
uh-huh.
And at the same time, he was also emceeing all the proceedings.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, now we're all finally back here stateside.
Yep.
Feels good to be on solid ground again.
Yes.
But
let's talk about killing and if Joe's here, that was what we absolutely have to discuss.
Yeah.
Your stand-up career is blowing up insane to the planet Mars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Outer space.
All the way through the stars and into the solar system
and back again.
And yes. And
yeah.
you're murdering whole families yeah. with your ruthless brand of comedy.
Like a precision drone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Laser-guided missiles.
Comedy drone strike. Mm-hmm. You know, no one is spared. Talk a little bit about the psychotic mindset you need to get into in order to make people laugh without even considering their feelings.
Right. Well, you know, everyone likes to toke a little bit just to get the ideas flowing.
Okay. We're so, going there.
Sorry, I don't know. Am I allowed to talk about?
Dude?
Yeah.
Here? Yeah, I think we'd be upset if you didn't. No, we're total Chiba Hawks. Mm-hmm. We love getting to the moon.
Oh, no, I'm talking about methamphetamines.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
We also love to do that.
Yes.
Mm.
We will do anything.
Yeah, I'm a tweaker.
That
head.
Is a drug. As long as it's a drug, then I will do it.
Hey, it's all anti-me medication, baby.
Exactly. So that's, I mean, that's to get into the mindset of a psychopath. So I'm yeah. there. I get these ideas. I'm watching the news. I'm reading magazines. I'm eating them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Eating magazines. Mm-hmm. Yep.
On meth.
And that yeah. will help you sometimes decode the messages inside.
And that's kind
the
of
article.
The meth munchies, really.
It really is. Yeah.
As you, very shortly after you do it, you have to eat a lot of paper, yeah. whether it's a magazine or the dictionary.
It's like it's greedy for your brain to consume all these ideas. It's and, like your mm-hmm. body should have some of that.
I've noticed a lot of your bits lately are about how license plates are actually secret messages to you.
Yeah. It's so weird that I feel like I started writing this stuff. I was like, am I really the first person?
Nobody else is noticing this, or at least maybe they're scared to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. But it's some of the most relatable stuff for a true tweaker like me to just go, yeah, hello. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think these are just random letters and numbers, or they may be aimed at me?
No. Yeah. Can we talk about the special?
Yeah, please.
Uh-oh. And this one actually is special. Sometimes people say I have a special. Yeah. I go,
and it's actually a normal regular.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a comedy regular coming out.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a special.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Have we settled on a title?
For the next one?
For the one that we want to talk about.
Well, this one has been out in video form.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But this is the album form now.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I see. The special, which is a special, will soon be released in an audio form.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be called Joe Mandy's album or something.
Ah.
Cool. Yeah. Very isn't that 90s detached.
Yes. Oh, and so basic that it's
whatever.
Cool.
Yeah. That's what I'm going for.
It's normcore.
Joe Manny's album, or even who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, Joe Manny's or whoever's freaking album.
We're all gonna
album
die
or
someday,
dude. Have you really thought that is actually true? And you can say it to anything. Like anytime you catch somebody caring about something or talking about something,
you
can go.
No, we're all gonna die someday.
We're all freaking worm food, baby.
That's my whole thing right now.
Yeah, you can try all
it's
day,
really
and you're still gonna die.
Yeah, because it's good to tell that to people to knock them down.
Yeah,
that's my tactic here in Hollywood.
Yeah,
I say like you're worm food. They get distracted, they get sad, and then I got your job.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And then anything you're not doing feels like it could be a choice that you're making because you don't give a shit.
Of course, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna die, and I'm the one who knows that.
Instead of like
my brain is I'm the person who is aware of death.
Right, and then people. Get to say like, oh, it's not that he's not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that he intentionally doesn't care is not doing it because he knows more than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he is good at it.
Yeah. Could be good at it, but just has too clear a perspective.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Where did we tape this?
New York.
The New York Theater.
Yeah, New York Theater.
Wow. Yeah. So fancy
I got it.
There. You managed to book it.
Yeah, it was crazy. I got an email from my manager, one of them, and she said, we got the New York Theater.
Oof.
Oh, my God.
I'm performing here.
Yep. Yeah.
What the heck?
It was crazy. It was crazy. And I felt like I really I fed off the New York energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could tell in the performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pacing, a lot of pacing.
I was eating working. Those nuts that smell good, the but taste
nuts
bad.
For nuts. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, so roasted.
Yeah.
Did you piss off the freaks and freak out the squares?
I mean, you tell me, man. I don't want to be braggadocious, but it felt like it.
That's right. We should, I guess, just play it.
Well, let's talk a little bit because obviously you know better than anyone that this show is about translucency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not quite transparency, but showing people some of what goes on behind the scenes, sort of almost as if it's through like a Viz Queen sheet.
Right.
Okay. And so we like to let people press their face up against the podcast and see a little bit of the process, but not all of it. And
you want to give the secrets away.
We were hoping.
Right.
We want to give a lot of hints.
Sure.
But we don't want to come right out and say it.
No.
So I think what we want to do is play a little bit of this stand-up special you have, which is very special.
Great.
And just talk to you about, like, hey, where'd some of this come from?
I love it. Yeah. I want to tell people about my process. Let's do this.
The opening bit
of
Joe Mandy's album
or whatever.
Or go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Here comes Joe.
Okay, and people are liking
sort
it.
Of marching out there.
The horse cops are clapping.
Nice to thank everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dubai would love that.
Yeah.
Oh, to thank them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never get that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh. I'm a modern man.
Okay. So, and right off the rip, you let people know, hey, this ain't your granddad's stand-up. Like, this is going to get pretty edgy.
So, and interesting also to go right into it, not to be like, thanks, everyone. How is everyone doing? Just to be like, I'm a modern man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this, you know, it's weird to hear your own stand-up played for you. So
yeah.
This is all, like, it sounds like new to me.
You don't remember.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a while since you taped it, too.
So it I was so in the moment that I kind of forget how it started. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Okay, yeah, no, keep, yeah,
A man for the millennium, digital and smoke-free, a diversified multicultural postmodern deconstruction is politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect.
Whoa.
Lots to unpack there.
Jeez. So basically, you're like, okay, I'm politically incorrect. Sorry, friggin' millennials, right?
Yeah.
But you then said you are a millennial before that. So it's like, holy shit, this guy's friggin' putting me in my safe space. But then he's also, you know, maybe needs a safe space.
This isn't,
which, by the way, is friggin' 6 feet underground.
It's not me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I thought you would be able to sort of go along
roll with
this.
It.
Okay.
We're just trying to promote.
We want people to listen to this and be like, oh, this is good. This is for you that we're doing this instead of doing like the real thing.
We listened to some of your stuff and we were like, and it's fun. You're so funny.
Yeah.
But we didn't think that if we're just playing a clip to like promote it, that there was really anything that was going to kind of grab
pop
them.
Off,
and,
right. Okay. No, I get it now. Sorry.
Yeah.
So like, I'm a millennial.
You say you're a man for the millennial.
Man for the millennial.
Maybe because this was before the term millennial.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Right. And you're politically, anatomically, ecologically. Do we want to hear exactly what
let's
it
get,
was?
Let's
cultural
get it.
Modern deconstruction is politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect.
So
incorrect.
Anatomically incorrect.
And ecologically incorrect. Talk about some of those words and your process and where you were when you wrote this.
I think I was in the library.
Yes, you would have to be learning.
Yeah, and I just was – my goal was just to cram as many words in a single breath.
Well, just adverbs is what you needed,
is
a whole run of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. So did it start from knowing that politically incorrect was a term and then going, maybe if I put two other words next to that, it'll sound like one thing?
Yeah.
Because there's so many other things
than just being politically incorrect. That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, why just stay politically incorrect. I could be right. anatomically incorrect. I
right.
could be ecologically. There's so many
yes.
Khalees.
Yes.
Yes. And even though those aren't necessarily existing terms, anatomically incorrect mm-hmm. or ecologically incorrect,
mm-hmm.
now they are.
Yeah.
Well, yes. And that's – at heart, you've always said that a comedian is really just an inventor and a tinkerer of
a
sorts.
A wordsmith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm it's like I take words and then try to make an alloy, a new word,
mm-hmm.
a new – concept.
A Rube Goldword machine is yes. what you've called yourself before.
I have. Just right before the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been uplinked and downloaded. I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing. I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond.
Wow!
Okay. I guess we're off to the races here,
yeah.
Joe.
I know it's going to be hard to keep up with because you did not actually say it. This is, you know, this is Carlin. This is like the best
this is
to ever do it.
The height of comedy achievement. Dude is a fucking monster.
And a guy who's, this was late career Carlin, and a guy whose powers are just growing stronger and stronger.
Like Professor X.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And... do we want to listen to that part one more time, I guess, for you to, like, process it so you can pretend it's yours? Yeah.
Anatomically and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked.
That guy is with it before everyone else in the theater.
He can just feel it coming.
Here it comes.
I feel like he maybe makes uplinks for a living. So he was just, like, so psyched.
Here we go.
I've been downloaded. I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing. I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond.
Boom!
Wow!
I love that.
Is that all true?
It is true, yeah.
So what is the upside of downsizing?
I think it's just to streamline one's business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah,
get rid
cheaper.
Of redundancy.
What's the downside of upgrading?
That maybe that you lose the passion, when something's updated, you lose the like.
Well, it's like listening on vinyl or something.
Yes, and the warmth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, upgrading to these friggin' MP3s.
That's it. You know, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's what that gigabyte in a nanosecond.
Yeah.
That's what I'm referring to.
What's the thinking about being able to give someone a gigabyte in a nanosecond?
Yeah.
How can you do that?
It's with really just like a thumb drive.
Are you just handing them a – yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, are you handing them like a thumb drive? Yeah.
But that's such a fast handing. A nanosecond, you give it to him that fast?
I mean,
I guess he's just the literal moment where his hand comes off and their hand is on.
Yeah,
that's exactly
that's
right.
That's fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot wire.
Kev, can we just that's such an amazing idea to take the concept of Outward Bound, which of course is on everybody's lips.
Yep.
But to apply it to the inner child.
Wait a minute. Yes, because we're all talking. Let's face it. We're all in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't get into this business without wanting to be in therapy.
Uh-huh.
And so you're getting in touch with your inner child and
taking them on Outward Bound.
They're going to go Outward Bound?
Just like a field trip?
It's a trip.
That's fucked up.
I
mean, that's some of that friggin' crazy stuff you're smoking.
It is. And it, you know, it's so funny listening to the ones that made it because there's so many that I had to take out.
I was curious how many ended up on the cutting room floor.
Well, I had one that was like, I'm not about westward expansion. I'm eastward in expansion.
Oh, that's
good.
And then I think it was just kind of
so
clunky.
Meaningful.
Yeah.
Too smart.
Too smart.
I think for this audience.
Yeah. Did he say he was a high flying low life?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Because that's real. Right. Yeah. 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 But I was asking Hayes. Yeah. I had heard one of yours that I was, upset that it didn't make it, but I believe you said that you had oral sex in a rural area and anal sex in a penal colony.
Yeah.
Very real concepts there to think about.
Oh, gosh.
It's funny you bring that one up because I was So I spent weeks in the library trying to think of something that was oral sex, like with your ears.
But ultimately, didn't quite get there.
You just realized that if you said it, no one would realize.
Because it's a homonym.
It's the same.
Right?
It's yeah.
Like that's a, that some of these jokes are
just
for
slicing
the paper,
the homonyms
that's where
out.
My book Brain Droppings, that's like that's that goes into that pile.
And you did Brain Droppings
I
as
did,
well.
Yes.
Hired yeah. heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice activated and biodegradable.
Those ideas together don't seem voice activated, biodegradable. Seems like you are, I guess,
I'm
intentionally drifting off the concept a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't rhyme and there's no opposite.
Right.
But you can't come up with a million of these things. I mean, that's the issue is sometimes you have to take a shortcut because they're just hard.
You guys are familiar with the sport of boxing, right?
Ah,
there was a famous
the Queen's favorite game,
the sweet chess.
And there's a I forget which match it was, but someone famously did something called a rope a dope.
Oh, okay, that match.
It was. I remember the match. It was Shanling versus Pete Berg.
Yeah, famously, Shanling did. The rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
And what the strategy is you make Pete Berg think like, oh, I got this guy. He's losing it.
And he's so much older than me. He's like not in as good shape. I'm going to annihilate this dude.
And much like my good friend Gary, I let the audience think like, oh, he's losing the threat. This will – he can't continue this. He just said the opposite of voice activation is bio –
Degradable
goods, and then keep listening. I hit them right back with an uppercut.
Okay.
The interface of my database. My database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive. I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive.
Whoa!
Yeah. I think he knew what he was doing the whole time.
Applause break.
Behind the eight ball.
Wait. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your database is in cyber. You interface with your database. Mm-hmm. Your database is in cyberspace,
which is just a Dropbox account. Which
sure, I guess that is. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah. That's where it would be. Good to be honest.
Yeah.
One of the things I know that you wound up cutting just because of the change in the political landscape was that you were a rootin' tootin' six shootin' free pollutant friend of Putin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that had a different context when you were initially writing it.
Yeah.
It did. And then it just, it's in these politically charged times to say I was a friend of Putin. It just threw everything off.
Yeah.
Like, who is this guy? What side is he?
And then
on?
For a while you were working on just changing it to like motor scootin' or even boot scootin'.
Right.
And then maybe getting into some sort of boogie area.
Yeah. Big time.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you just forgot to do that, I guess.
No, I wrote it fully. It's.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it's out there.
It might, maybe next year I'll do a
bonus material.
Bonus material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to do a bonus.
A remix, mixtape type thing.
Yeah, I'd
love
to see.
You know who's a huge inspiration for me was actually Yosemite Sam.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can kind of tell.
You can
both
feel it.
The gravel in your voice and the inflections and
exactly.
the rhyming.
Yeah.
And Yosemite Sam, back then... The Vice Squad would show up at his sets.
Please, I know.
To like shut the whole thing down.
Yeah.
But I think he did pave the way for a lot of you guys that are working
I
now.
I give him full credit. That's why I have a back tattoo. Devoted.
Because he had a back tattoo as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess and his back tattoo is on yours. So I guess it's just kind of like a hall of mirrors of back tattoo. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could get lost in it.
I do often. I'll just stare in. I'll put two mirrors up.
Wow.
And then I'll just look down that infinite corridor.
Wow. To be on meth,
Infinity Wars.
To be doing that would be so
and
scary. It's basically having an Infinity War.
Yeah, that's the original Infinity Wars.
Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope.
So those are five things for sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Those are just phrases.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have it's verbs with ing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And some of them are, I guess none of them are really like recent.
Dodging the
modern.
Bullet, pushing the envelope. That's, but no, but
some of them
but
are
don't you
like
agree
very
that
old.
A modern man would do those things. I mean, I think that was
that
the
is
point.
Something that you as a modern man would correct. Definitely be doing.
Yeah, that I'm surrounded by envelopes.
Is there anything more modern than knowing old phrases?
I'm on I don't point, think so. On task, so. On message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high-concept, low-profile, medium-range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A top gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties. I tell power lies. I take power naps. I run victory laps.
Can you just repeat that whole section for us so we can understand it?
Yeah, you know, I think I just, as a modern man, it's just like, I'm actually poking fun at those who take power naps.
They do all those things.
And then, and then feel the need to run a victory lap. It's like, what have you actually done?
Right.
But then when I really think about it, I am that guy in a certain way.
Sure.
I do those things.
And like, I guess
as you can see, I'm wearing a power right. tie.
Talk a little bit about power lies.
You tell power lies, yes.
Yeah, because power lines is right there for you.
Power lines.
There's something that is
can
a
I tell you
phrase we know.
A yeah. little secret yeah. is that I just committed to it. I yeah. was written down as power lines.
Oh,
and
okay.
it just
wow.
came out wrong. And then I was like, that's actually more poetic.
Yeah, it rhymes. Yeah. It does rhyme more.
Yeah, and I think it's like a... You know, like a good Steely Dan lyric. It's like, well, mm-hmm. what does he mean by power lies?
Yeah.
Well, and just
it's literature.
Just
you know?
Using like power lies in a group of phrases that mm-hmm. are all actual phrases
right.
is, in a way, a power lie.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
And then you have to wonder, like, was that a mistake or was my like a part of my brain forcing my mouth mm-hmm. and tongue to eliminate the N from that word so it became
yeah.
something else more. Powerful and deep, you know.
Now
that's just something that happens when you're truly comfortable on stage.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask, like, only maybe 40 seconds ago you did high flying low life, and now you have gone back to the well of high low. I think he said like high frequency
uh-huh.
low
yeah.
something low
again. You're
flyer
talking about
something.
Me.
Yeah,
too. I'm right here.
Huh?
Right.
No, I'm talking to Hayes. Though.
Yeah, I know.
I do remember hearing something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do
there
we
was
want to
so
hear it
much.
Again? It's, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no
wait, was
pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high concept, low profile, medium range.
Yes, high concept, low profile.
High concept, low profile. And also, I guess it's intentionally, people know your background.
Uh-huh.
It is a power lie
yeah.
that you have no need for coke and speed.
It is, yeah, because it's exactly what I need
and
to
that's,
get to the point where I
yeah,
can write
exactly
this
yeah, exactly what produced this.
And
yeah.
you do have an urge to binge and
purge. I feel like I'm pretty high profile.
And, yeah.
And when you got booed for saying you were off drugs, I feel like that guy probably didn't get it. And what he should have been saying
you know
was,
what's funny? Now
you.
That I remember, it was the uplink guy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
So he just wanted, he thought it was going to be all uplink stuff.
I gave him, I shot him a look. I was just like, calm down, man. There's another 55 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back
he's
to the
like,
uplink.
Focus on the technology yeah. conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A smart bomb, a top gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties, I tell power lies, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker.
Totally ongoing.
And so that power ties, power lies thing, just to double back, Joe,
uh-huh.
you had such a rhythm to the way you, it was almost like a scatting.
Did you?
Yes.
Do you have
yes.
a musical background?
Do you feel
at
like
all?
You invented rap on this stage?
Well, it's, I wouldn't dare to call myself a rapper, but, you know, I did spend years in the slam poetry circuit, and I think this
yeah.
is kind of revealing itself.
Well, it's like, honestly, a lot of these words in these rap songs mm. don't even rhyme. They'll rhyme like Gucci with Gucci.
Yeah.
And it's like the same
yeah,
word,
the same
but
word.
Like you are actually doing real rhymes
yes.
up here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have real ideas that's not just like popping bottles.
Yeah, no.
It's not. And this is some of the stuff we couldn't talk about in Dubai, but these lyrics that they put in the songs now.
You can't talk about Gucci in Dubai.
No. And it's popping bottles and it's women and they don't use that word.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And some of what they're talking about doing with these people and the places they're talking about being the club.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The reason we couldn't talk about this in Dubai is because you can't use the word women either.
Yeah, right.
So it was just like too hard to get this bit across.
That's I haven't gone to that festival yet just because it's like, how do I translate this particular bit?
Right.
Well, why don't people rap about something I can relate to, like being a Bigfoot or like just there being too long a line at the deli? Right. I mean, just something that I've experienced, like being a high-flying lowlife.
Mm-hmm. A raging workaholic, a working rageaholic, out of rehab and in denial.
Now, can I ask, what was happening that made all those people applaud in that moment? I assume there was something else happening in the theater
did a bird run across the stage.
A streaker.
No, the thing is, it's hard to convey in audio, but there was a screen behind me, and it was so funny. It was a Photoshop picture of me waist deep in the Nile River. So I was in denial, and people were like,
"That's cool." Okay,
yeah.
I wish we could see that.
I know it was a magical moment because it was the only image I played the whole show. So it was nothing but my words, and then in denial, and I could see it for a split second. The whole crowd be like, "What does that have to do with anything?" And
yeah,
I
was
like, you'll see.
Hang on, yes, we're getting there.
Screens up.
Okay, because to have this long an applause break for just saying that you're in denial is psychotic. That would make absolutely
sense. That in actuality there was a picture of me in the Nile River.
And that you had planned it.
Yeah.
I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up. You can't dumb me down because I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta blockers.
Yeah.
I'm a non-believer and an overachiever, laid back but fashion forward, up front, down home, low rent, high maintenance, supersized, long-lasting, high-definition, fast-acting, oven-ready, and built to last.
Now, this is getting so long.
It is,
Was there ever any thought to not doing it anymore after a certain point?
You know, I might have. You would think, like, oh, I should probably stop when I get this huge applause at denial.
Yeah.
But I was like, I got this whole Greek alphabet thing ready to go. And then I cut it way down.
Oh, okay.
I had Omega watch, and I eat pie.
Gamma rays.
Yeah, I eat X-rays and gamma rays.
That's good.
Yeah.
Was there a theta thing?
No.
Ultimately,
there was not,
no. Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going. Sean, do you want to keep going?
Yeah, I do. I do want to keep going.
I'm a hands-on-foot, loose, knee-jerk head case, prematurely post-traumatic, and I have a love child who sends me hate mail.
Is that true?
It's true, yeah.
They shouldn't have laughed at that.
I was trying to reveal something real.
Now you've made these friends, and now you can actually say something to them.
Because it's like, I'm not a clown.
But that's the curse. But that's the curse of the funniness.
Like, right,
yeah.
Is that even when you're not clowning, that people are just like, oh, here's the funny guy.
And it is true that it happens to have the same structure, like opposite words.
I know.
Was that an accident?
It was an accident. And
that was supposed to be the end of the bit, right?
I stormed off the stage. When the taping ended, I stormed off and I yelled. I just reamed my manager out, one of my other managers. And I said, like, we only had the Nile photo. We should have had a photo of the actual hate mail from my love child.
Yeah.
So people understand.
Instead of
where I'm
laughing,
coming from.
Say, like, oh, wow.
I'm not just a clown.
But, yeah.
But that love child hate mail thing was supposed to be you transitioning into a whole new section.
Right.
And I think that just the timing of it somehow made it feel like it was part
of
this.
Yeah. And then once I realized, like, oh, they don't care about my internal life.
Mm hmm.
I couldn't trust them as an audience, and I just kept going. You know,
instead, you had to keep going for a long time more.
But I'm feeling, I'm caring, I'm healing, I'm sharing. Ugh. A supportive, bonding, nurturing primary caregiver. My output is down, but my income is up. I take a short...
Back to the output in structure. Uh-huh. Again, that must have been... It feels like you are running out of words, basically.
You'd think so, but there are a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Position on the long bond, and my revenue stream has its own cash flow. I read junk mail, I eat junk food, I buy junk bonds, I watch trash sports.
What are some of your favorite trash sports?
You know, I like when you play basketball with like a rotting,
with a wastebasket.
Yeah. Well, that's the poop, and then it's just like an old melon. That you find.
The old melon's the ball.
Yeah.
I play trash sports.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That wasn't clear to me.
He watches trash sports.
Junk mail, junk food. I watch trash sports.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because you obviously – there's nothing else that has junk in it.
I think he said
junk. And there's nothing else that has trash in it.
Yeah, it's true. And then just – I do watch trash sports. That's the thing is like like a stinky football.
Like what – this is so annoying, but just to me, I would almost – if I was writing this, and this is why I don't do this stuff, I would feel like – I could say, you know, I've got junk bonds, I got junk mail. And if I wanted to go into trash, I'd go like, I got a trash can, I'm the trash man. Or what, you know, like that would be so.
I see why you don't do this.
And I just go, because it's all fucking just random shit. Like, just make it sound good at least, because trash sports hits my ear in such a strange way, kind of against the grain.
It seems like you just don't – you're not familiar with trash sports.
It's no, actually that's one part of,
the,
of it.
It's a growing industry. It really is.
And, it's something people watch.
You know, I'm trying to – there is a trash sports minor league here in Los Angeles. I'm trying to, like, get – like the L.A. Football Club, I'm trying to similarly bring a new team to
for stinky this market football.
For stinky football.
Yeah, the L.A. Stinky Football Club. And getting kids to play, too. Some of these kids that don't necessarily have all the stinky equipment to be able to afford
it. It's all right. I mean, you have to go to – there's a lot of kids who just are too – their hygiene is too good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we are hopefully going to find a sanitary way to make this stuff stinky because
and, you know, there is,
injury
there's
is pee-wee just
football.
As,
everyone's familiar with pee-wee football.
Yeah.
But this is – for younger kids, it's pee-pee stinky football.
Pee-pee stinky football, yeah. I just think injury is such a risk in so many sports, but in this sport, illness is just a bigger risk.
It
because
is.
You are, of course, often putting a pee-pee football in your mouth.
I don't know why the mouth is such a huge part of the game.
And
there's you like clothespins on your nose. That's a real issue. A lot of kids are getting hurt with that.
Yeah,
you need
well,
it.
Pinches it so much, it's harder to breathe, especially with a pee-pee football in your
that's
mouth.
That's why your mouth. It has to be open, but yeah, then
yeah, it's harder to breathe.
Football.
Mm-hmm. Well, jamming it in your opponent's mouth can be—I mean, it's a turnover, but it ultimately, by the end of the game,
yeah, I mean, you're slowly breaking down their immune system. Mm-hmm. It's just a smart tactic.
I'm gender specific, capital intensive, user friendly, and lactose intolerant.
Yeah, dude. It's funny, like, we're all laughing.
I know.
I haven't heard it in such a long time.
I know.
I'm really proud of this.
Yeah.
Those are truly four unrelated things. I guess they are two-word phrases. None of them rhyme at all.
Gender-specific and lactose intolerant.
User-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of modern. That's kind of technology-ish. But, boy, how did you even think
How'd
of those four,
that
four
stuff?
Things. Where were you when you thought of those four things?
At the library, in the thesaurus section.
Yeah.
And I remember I...
How much of this was written at the library?
all of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
they have an internet connection
yeah,
there.
So I would use up my time looking at pornography, and then once they told me that wasn't allowed, I would be like, okay, I need to focus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lactose intolerant, so that's where that came from.
Yeah, some of the porno stuff was taken out of it. I know you were talking about like double penetration on single payer healthcare stuff
was
like
there.
That.
Yeah.
I heard you were able to print out the website rhymezone.com.
The whole thing. Yeah, that was.
So now it is a book.
Yeah, it's. That was helpful because I can rhyme anything.
Yeah, with this
and then,
magic
but what
book.
Was fun about that one is like none of those things you just played rhymed.
No,
really,
no. At a certain point, you abandoned that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Which is such a cool.
You know what? It's because like I could tell that the audience. I was like, they're gonna be on my side.
Now
if I really,
you got them.
I'm gonna throw these lactose intolerance people including myself under the bus.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing about this set I do notice is that you are surrounded by graves as part of the design of the set.
Yeah, right.
Was that to sort of be like, maybe give me a little leeway on this because I am going to be in one of these very soon?
Yeah.
Or was it just a nod to Nick Nolte's show Graves?
You know,
on Epics, yeah.
He gave me the idea.
Nick did.
And
why don't you put a bunch of graves and talk like me on the stage?
Yeah. So I thought it would be a little gauche to actually just promote the show itself.
Sure.
So
like, people know your
sort
friends.
Sort of an oblique reference to it. It might be good. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's play more of it.
I like rough sex. I like rough sex. I like tough love.
Were you worried? Was that an attempt at a rhyme? Or were you just worried they didn't hear because they were applauding too
loud? Just sort of had to get your place, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's also what I was looking up at the library. That's
Sure. Sure.
I like rough sex. I like rough sex. I like tough love. I use the F word in my email, and the software on my hard drive is hardcore, no soft porn.
Yep, there you go.
F word in the email. Oh, yeah, those are letters.
They are, yeah.
I bought a microwave at a mini mall. I bought a minivan at a megastore. I eat fast food in the slow lane. I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle.
Okay, hospital tested. All right.
Been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity.
At the library. Yeah.
Okay.
So, unlimited broadband capacity.
And all the other stuff begins with pre.
Uh-huh. I love pre.
You love to play with the words that have pre in them.
Yeah.
I guess there are a lot of those words in these modern times. So loud. Loudest applause.
I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow. I go with the flow. I ride with the tide. I got glide in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road. I party hardy, and lunchtime is crunch time. I'm hanging in, there ain't no doubt, and I'm hanging tough over and out.
An amazing bow that you took when it was to show that it was at last over.
So let's talk about lunchtime.
I'm so glad you focused on that. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that you for so long were looking for the big punch. Mm-hmm. You know, what is going to close? And obviously, over and out. That's sort of the denouement.
Right, of course.
But what is the climax of this thing going to be? And if I'm not mistaken, I remember being on the phone with you when you were working some of this out at the library.
Yeah.
You started from crunch time. You had crunch time already.
Yeah.
Talk about getting to lunchtime. Tell me that journey.
It's so funny because I toured for months saying brunch time is crunch time.
Okay.
And it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
And it was, again, it was Nick Nolte who was just like, that's not correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
a modern man
waits. Nick is so generous with that.
He really is. Because he said, think about when you're actually crunching.
Wow.
Yeah. It's lunchtime. Lunchtime.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't do it. I don't do impersonations.
Me neither. Yeah, I know. I just do Kermit the Frog better than Hayes. But, I love that. You would think maybe that you started from lunchtime,
no.
Just hearing it because it comes first. But
that's what touring's for.
Yeah.
This was, this whole segment was easily five times longer. And then it's just about pruning.
Taking exactly what works, the stuff that's total slam dunk material.
Yeah, and making sure you don't take anything out that would make, for example, like Rude Dude
right.
not work.
Uh-huh.
you know, things that like a modern man would say.
I wouldn't say
you are, of course, a rude dude.
This is not a slam dunk to me. This is a Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker. Yeah.
That's right. Wow. So, and how do you go forward with a set after that? I guess you talk about this.
Mm-hmm. It's a Q&A after this for about 40 minutes or so.
Just okay. People, and it's people asking about specific
right
plays on mm-hmm. words, but also just,
yeah,
you know, how do you
act stuff out? Like people yeah. say, like, can we see the rude dude? And I'll yeah. do a rude dude character.
Right. Yeah. The rude dude, mm-hmm. like ordering a coffee mm-hmm.
I'll play
or something.
A Bigfoot. Behind the graves, hiding.
Mm.
Now, Engineer Sam, you had a little like sample of that was inspired by this that you wanted to mm-hmm. do for yeah. Joe, right? For him to give notes on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I'm happy. Yeah.
I like rough sex.
That like, sounds what like what that, was in the.
I mean, that was in it. That oh. was in it. Yeah.
Is the rest of it different?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I like hard sex.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I like intense sex.
Okay, that.
I like strong, forceful sex.
Okay.
This is.
How starting with hard sex, the next thing you're going to want to do is to say you like a light meal.
Yeah, or possibly I like soft serve.
Oh, yeah, soft serve. That's right. I guess light is not really the opposite of hard.
Sex seems you guys
gotta,
you should probably steer away from.
You
got
to let me get to the rhyming pattern part of it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry.
So yeah. like heart, I like strong sex. I like choke sex.
Okay.
And yeah. then I like strangle sex.
Okay. This is none of that rhymes. I guess it does.
Well, I mean, it's much like you're saying.
But it rhymes like Gucci rap. And Gucci.
You're a little pumping yeah. this.
But
thing,
Sam's a little younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, you want to give him notes, or this could be helpful for everybody?
I feel like Sam's more of a postmodern man.
Oh, wow. Postmodern deconstructionist.
Yeah, he's not adhering to these rules. Like you're saying, like, yeah. I keep waiting for, like, well, what's the light?
Yeah.
what's the release? If you're into choke, what are you releasing? Or are you just, is that it?
No. Then does anyone have any questions?
Okay, well, that's
no, now he's doing
I've done
Q&A.
That. Yeah, okay, so it's similar. Okay. I like this.
Wow, that okay. Nice to see the next generation taking some of the stuff that,
right.
that you're doing.
It's funny because what that bit was is basically how I use the internet.
Yeah.
I go to a search engine
mm-hmm.
and I rev it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really got to wind it for got a while it. To really get
clutch.
It going. Yeah.
And I'll just type in like, I like choke sex, for example. I mean, right. I mean, we
in
should
the
talk
search
after.
Bar.
I, seems like we have a lot in common.
In the search bar, you start your search with "I like."
Uh-huh. Well, I don't want you know, I don't want to get anti.
Right.
I feel like I'm letting the search engine know that I like this thing, so don't show me anything saying this is bad.
How yeah. helpful were lists of antonyms when you were doing this?
Huge.
Yeah. Have to be.
I mean, that's kind of the secret sauce to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I can write a million things, but it's like, this isn't interesting unless I think of an immediate answer.
Yeah, you can start from anywhere as long as you can find the opposite. So you could go, I picked a sweet potato from a sour patch.
Exactly. That's good.
It's so funny to hear these. So this will be huge for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because everyone's going to want to buy the album to try to memorize this
right.
song.
I don't see the strategy because this is not my special.
But two
they will
once
have
they
bought it at
once
that
Once they
point.
Buy it.
That's right. Yeah, then it's just
they just go,
money
oh,
the
okay, guess this was a different special. What might happen is they might go and buy another one.
Yeah, tell them to buy my other album.
Yeah, they must think they got the wrong album.
Oh, yeah, you thought it was that one. No, it's actually it's this other thing. One. And then they just keep looking.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you put this on one of your albums. What's he going to do?
Sue me?
Yeah, he's in Graves.
He's on that show?
Yes. Yeah, he plays the vice president or something, I guess, because Graves is the president, I think.
Yeah, Graves is the president, and he plays like the I think he's the president's speechwriter.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Imagine.
Then it's kind of like that.
Well, there's imagine.
The State of the Union is strong.
Mm-hmm.
And something is weak. I mean, I don't
no,
have
you
it.
Don't have it.
I don't have
yeah,
it
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I should just watch the show.
Well, yeah, you'll love it because so much of the president's speech is just doing sort of like opposites and terms. Uh-huh.
So thanks for coming on the show, leaving Las Vegas is like the opposite of coming, I guess. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm working now in my head on these president speeches, you know, that like an episode of Graves would be Nick Nolte coming out being like, I'm a big chief with a small queef. I got a tall hat, but I'm short and fat.
This is good.
That's like Lincoln.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.